Welcome to the Fabric of Change, where we unravel the threads of the fashion industry one story at a time. I'm Camille, and today we're talking about fast fashion, a multi-billion dollar industry that's reshaping the way we shop, dress, and even think about clothes. But is it doing more harm than good? To help us dig into this, I'm excited to have with us Miss Precious, a student who did the research about fast fashion. Welcome to the show, Miss Precious.
Thanks for having me, Miss Camille. I'm excited to chat about this and hopefully inspire some change.
All right, let's start with the basics. For anyone who doesn't know, what exactly is fast fashion?
Fast fashion is all about speed and volume. It's the rapid production of cheap, trendy clothing that mirrors high fashion designs, but at a fraction of the price. Brands like Shein, Zara, and H&M are known for it. They release new collections every couple of weeks. But the problem is, these clothes aren't designed to last. They're made quickly, often with poor quality materials, and are intended to be replaced as soon as the next trend hits.
That explains why my closet feels like a graveyard of one-season wonders. But let's get into the real costs here. What's the environmental impact of all of this?
It's massive. Let me break it down. The fashion industry is responsible for about 10% of global carbon emissions, more than international flights and shipping combined. Then there's water usage. Making one cotton t-shirt takes about 2,700 liters of water. That's how much one person drinks in 2.5 years. And when it comes to synthetic fibers like polyester, the situation gets even worse. They shed tiny plastic fibers when washed, which end up in the ocean and harm marine life.
That's wild. And here I thought I was being eco-friendly by washing my clothes in cold water.
Cold water helps, but the problem is deeper. We're producing and consuming clothes at such a rapid time, at a rapid rate, that the planet simply can't keep. Every year, millions of tons of clothing ends up in landfills, where synthetic fibers take centuries to break down. And even when we donate clothes, only a small percentage gets reused. Most of it is shipped overseas, flooding local markets and hurting local industries.
That's depressing, but it's not just the environment, right? There's also a human cost to fast fashion.
Exactly. The human cost is heartbreaking. Most of the clothes we buy are made in countries like Bangladesh, India, and Vietnam, where garment workers, many of whom are women, are paid incredibly low wages, often less than $3 a day. They work long hours in unsafe conditions to meet the demands of fast fashion brands.
I remember hearing about the Rana Plaza collapse in 2013. Can you tell us more about that?
Rana Plaza was a garment factory in Bangladesh that collapsed due to unsafe working conditions, killing over 1,100 workers and injuring thousands more. It was one of the deadliest industrial disasters in history. The tragedy exposed the dark side of fast fashion and sparked global outrage. But despite some improvements, many factories are still unsafe.
That's so devastating. But honestly, fast fashion is so cheap and affordable. What do you say to people who feel like they can't afford anything else?
That's a really valid point, and I don't want to guilt anyone. The reality is that fast fashion preys on affordability, but it's also a vicious cycle. Buying cheap clothes that fall apart quickly means you end up spending more in the long run. If you can, try buying fewer, higher quality items that will last longer. And there are budget-friendly ways to avoid fast fashion, like thrifting or swapping clothes with friends.
Thrifting is definitely having a moment, especially with Gen Z. But for people who find it overwhelming, any tips?
Absolutely. Start small. Look for staples like jeans, jackets, or oversized sweaters. Go with an open mind and some patience. Apps like Depop, Poshmark, and ThredUp make it even easier to shop secondhand if digging through rocks isn't your thing. You can also focus on building a capsule wardrobe, just a few versatile pieces you can mix and match.
I love that idea. What about people who want to shop new but make more ethical choices?
Look for brands that prioritize sustainability and transparency. Many ethical brands list their materials, production practices, and worker wages on their websites. Yes, these brands can be more expensive, but it's about quality over quantity. You can also support small, local businesses. They often have small sustainable practices than big corporations.
It sounds like the key is to be more intentional with our choices. But realistically, do you think we can change the fast fashion industry?
I do. Consumers have more power than we realize. When we choose sustainable options and demand transparency, brands take notice. We've already seen some changes. Big brands are starting to roll out sustainable collections, and while those aren't perfect, it shows that the pressure is working. Change happens when we vote with our wallets.
That's inspiring. Any final advice for listeners who want to make a difference?
Start where you are. Maybe it's committing to a no-buy month, trying a thrift store, or learning to repair your clothes. Small changes add up. And remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making progress.
Miss Precious, thank you so much for being here and sharing all this wisdom. I've definitely learned a lot.
Thank you so much, Miss Camille. I'm glad to be part of the conversation.
All right, folks, that's it for today's episode of The Fabric of Change. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend and challenge them to rethink their wardrobe too. Together, we can make a difference. Until next time, I'm Camille, and stay curious, stay conscious, and stay stylish.